Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now, one full week into the new school year, many students at Boston's only vocational technical high school say they're still waiting for regular classes to begin. WBUR's Dolores Handy says there are now growing calls for the mayor to take action.
Students say yesterday was another day of doing nothing at Madison Park Technical Vocational High School in Roxbury. It's the final year of school for Justice Jackson, a senior.
We're supposed to have new schedules and classes, but we don't know what they are yet. So we can't actually start our academic year.
Harold Reyes and Ease Pierre are also seniors.
They don't know where to put us.
We're going
to
be far behind in academic work, and this is our senior year. We can't really have that. We got to get everything set up, you know, next year.
Stephen Gray, a junior majoring in sheet metal work, says he got a schedule that made no sense.
The first schedule I got this morning, it had no classes on it. It just had my name on it. It just said sheet metal. It's not supposed to. And we had about 30 students in there with blank schedules.
One teacher says even they are waiting for their schedules. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he had been promised by the school department that the schedules would be ready by now.
This is unacceptable. We should have had the schedules. But in, a little bit in defense, we did want to change the schedule so we can address the needs in the school that haven't been addressed in a few years.
Back last spring, teachers were told to reapply for their jobs, but the headmaster was not given the go-ahead to rehire until August 11th. Mayor Walsh was asked, why wait until late summer to begin the hiring process?
That question is easy to be asked. We're changing a whole administration in the school, so it's difficult to do that. There's issues and there's policies and a way to do things. We basically replaced 61 people in the schools. It's easy to be Monday morning quarterbacks. It's going to take time. It's going to take some patience. I don't accept the fact of the schedules not being ready. I need help from the community to be patient with us.
Activists looking for leadership in the school department have been calling for the mayor to fill the long vacant post of permanent school superintendent. Mayor Walsh says he expects to have a new superintendent in place in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.